Hello and welcome back to another episode of Mass Monologues. I am thrilled to have Allison Haitano with me. She does our website design. Can you please tell us about who you are and what you do?
Sure. So my name is Allison Haitano. I now bridge the worlds between the practical and the esoteric. So my background is a New Zealand Indigenous person, and I'm living in Australia at the moment. Part of my cultural upbringing was fairy tales, myths, and legends were real in my kind of world. The mountains had names and stories and stuff like that. And so what I've done over the years with my personal and my kind of professional life is, professionally, I've worked in a lot of hospitality and administration positions. And my love, I guess, or my passion, I started a creativity program, and then I moved into a shamanic apprenticeship and a healer's apprenticeship. And so I work with New Zealand First Light Flower Essences, and part of the work is bridging my love of technology with the energetic realms. And so I created this kind of way of creating websites, which is an archetypal website designer. So I love feminine archetypes and goddesses. And what I do is I essentially infuse or that particular goddess that has stepped forward for that website build, and I essentially channel that archetypal energy into the build, and it essentially creates this kind of energetic matrix.
Oh god.
And it sends out the vibration out through the internet, and so it's my way of creating harmony and balance within the internet itself. So that's a really long and short way of describing it.
No, that is such an eccentric thing to do. And I'm wondering, how did you come up with this concept? Because I've never heard of this before. And did you fuse two passions together, and that's how you came up with it? Or walk me through your process.
Yeah, sure. So I, by nature, by personality, I'm very analytical. I'm very processed and kind of sequence orientated. And so I can see patterns quite easily in nature, but also within organizations and structures, for example. And what I've always had a love of technology and how technology can help or hinder kind of human growth and evolution. It's a really interesting relationship that we have with technology. And when I started my training as a shamanic apprentice, I noticed that there was a lot of essentially disharmony in the world. And because of the way that I could see patterns and sequences playing out, I could essentially use my clear sensing skills to see how the internet was quite disruptive and quite disharmonious in its nature. Essentially, it's quite masculine in its undertone, its energetic nature. And I wanted to figure out a way to start to harmonize it. And as I came from a background working with intuition and also intentional creativity, I figured out a way to essentially infuse feminine archetypes and feminine energy into this technological platform. And then when the website was released, it essentially released the energy out into the world, and it started to harmonize the internet from that kind of creation. So it's basically a co-creative endeavor to help harmonize the internet. So it's like a practical thing that I came up with, but also a fusion of like hermetic sciences and universal laws and the work that I've done with nature and as a shamanic apprenticeship and stuff. So yeah, kind of fusion of a lot of different things.
Yes. So correct me if I'm wrong, but are most of your clients females, and do they ask you to work on their website design, or how do your interactions with your clients generally go?
Sure. So I started building websites probably about 4 years ago, and this was just, I would say, normal website build, but like the practical website build where you just build something, you've got all of the architecture and you create this any product for somebody. It wasn't until a little bit later when I was doing a creativity course that I was like, hey, why don't I just merge these two things together? Like my love of the esoteric and the metaphysics with this kind of technological creation. And so what I did is started experimenting on my own web, i.e. my own kind of like domains and all that kind of stuff, and figuring out if it was actually a tangible outcome that somebody could feel or sense. And so I started really little. It's basically like a massive experimentation. And I started off little, just doing landing pages and doing the same thing with landing pages. And then I grew a little bit bigger and started to do websites. And so from that, I figured out the best way to do it and the best way to create the process in order to work with these feminine archetypes. And then from that, essentially people, the word just got out and I was just working for people like pro bono and stuff like that and just helping them to figure out if this could be something that could be sustainable. And I figured out that it could. And now essentially that's how I build my website. So it's been probably like a 4-year kind of journey, but it's ramped up in the last 18 months or so.
That's wonderful. No, I always talk about on my podcast how it's more of a marathon and a sprint, especially with creativity. And something it takes much longer than you might expect it to think. And I believe that pop culture, it gives us this misconception that we can do something in 30 days.
Totally. And I'm quite curious by nature as well too. So I've never really been someone who could, for example, these coaching is a great example, is do X, Y, Z and in 30 days you'll get 10K. Like I've never understood wanted to know the why behind it. How does this work? Why does it work? And how can this apply out to millions of different people? And I realized that actually was untrue most of the time. And those kind of old concepts, or I guess the old ways of doing business even, are slowly decaying and dying. I guess that's a probably kindest way to put it, in place of something that is much more sustainable and much more, I'm going to say, like human orientated. Like a lot of the systems and structures and processes and ways and stuff like that, they're not very orientated towards like human values and human kindness. So I think it's timely that these kind of things are happening, but I also think that it's quite relevant that they're happening now, because we're in a bit of a vacuum at the moment about a choice point. Where do we really want to go with all of this stuff? And I think creatives, people who work like with their hands, with creativity, with music, with art, in a sense are a little bit at the frontier of this, because they're innovators and they're dreamers and they're visionaries, and that's what's needed at the moment. So I think it's really interesting that you mentioned that, because yeah, I think a lot of the old ways are dying.
Yes. And now I want to jump back to your website creation. And I know there's a lot of analytical skills, especially as someone with a bit of a background in marketing. I know there's certain things that you can do on your website to maybe gain more retention, just get more customers to your website. Can you tell us how you design your website pages and what you have in mind, both analytically and also harnessing that feminine energy?
Sure. Essentially, my build in WordPress. So I don't know if anyone knows, but that's a particular platform that you can use, like Squarespace, like Wix, and so forth. So I build exclusively within WordPress itself. And so within WordPress, there's a lot of things called plugins that you can use that you can basically add in all of these different features and functionality into a website. Now, when I start the build and the creation and the kind of iteration process, essentially it's just a gathering of data and of information. The majority of the people that have come to me for website build don't have existing websites, so it's the first one that they have, and so it's essentially a jumping off point. So they don't necessarily have many analytics or anything like that that can direct where they may want to go, like page views or website speed and stuff like that. And so what I do is I essentially work with this feminine archetype that stepped forward, and I consider that there are quite a lot of different consciousnesses that are going into this build. So we have obviously the owner or the entrepreneur, we've got their conscious, we've got the business conscious, which is a different kind of function and purpose. And then you've got the third that comes along, which is essentially the people that are involved in this process that come to the website and so forth. And so there's a couple of things that I can do, which is like basic SEO. So SEO is like search engine optimization, and it's a massive field. I only do the basics because if I wanted to get involved in SEO, I'd probably have to go down a path that doesn't really feel very creative or inspiring. So I leave SEO to the experts, because it is its own kind of thing. There are different analytics like Google Analytics that you can put onto the site that can actually help with page views and where people are looking at the page, how long they're staying on the page and things like that. So there's all these little different things you can put into it that can extract analytics out. And probably the most simplest-ish one would be Google Analytics. across the board, and you can extract lots of really interesting reports and stuff out of it in regards to marketing and page views, how long people have stayed on your site for, like how long they flip between the different pages, what is the page that most people go to, do they go anywhere else? So it would be very basic from my perspective, the analytics that I do in regards to SEO, it's pretty basic. I can add Google Analytics on, but it's not something that I then analyze for people, because essentially once the website built, and then hand it over to the person, and then they can choose what they can do with that. So I can show them, you know, how to do specific things on their website, like how to edit pages, how to add on images and add in forms and stuff like that. But mostly, unless they want me to do the maintenance, which is actually important, then it's a handing over process, and I can show them what to do and give them advice. And I kind of stick with them because it is a relationship, so to speak. And if they need anything else further on down the track, then I'm happy to help or point them in the right direction.
Yes. And I'm wondering, what are the types of clients that you work with? Because I believe that there might be a specific type of person who seeks out your services. Is that correct? Or is that a little off?
So it would be correct because of the nature of the work that I do, that it's website design, but it's slightly unique twist on it. Is an archetypal energetic website design. So the majority of the people that come to me have an understanding or a appreciation for metaphysics or for the unknown, for the paranormal, for vision, kind of visionary people or artists in that space that essentially want to create something that's different, that is a bit of an energetic signature of who they are at that point in time. So mostly they do have an understanding of metaphysics, or they have a appreciation of it. So they might be involved in spaces where they work with healing modalities and energetic modality, or they might be involved in the space I'm doing. I've just launched a website, which is quite cool, actually, Cryptid Woman Society, and they actually work with cryptids. So cryptids are like Bigfoot and Yeti. They also work with paranormal, so that's like ghosts and stuff. But that they also work in other spaces. So it's quite diverse, but I would imagine that it's not really, I don't generally have people come to me that I would say are from corporate, so to speak, because it's not really who I want to work with. And they don't necessarily understand the landscape that I work in anyhow.
And have you found that being so niche specific has helped you break through the competition, especially for your business? Have you found that it's easier to attract clients because of who you're targeting?
I think that is very true. So I've been in business for about 5 years. And when I first started out my business, I started doing like energy work and doing sessional work and stuff like that. And I would say that time frame, which is 2019 of when I started my business, there has been a lot of experimentation. There's also been a lot of heartbreak. I would equate being an entrepreneur as probably one of the most spiritual undertakings and growth and evolution of my human self that I've had to do, because it makes you look at all of the things you don't necessarily want to do, like your relationship with money, your relationship with people, with commerce, kind of colonization, and all of these kind of things pop up in the space. And so I ran the whole gamut from coaching, like this is how you do it X, Y, Z, to this is, you've got to niche down, you've got to do this, you've got to do X, Y, Z. So I've come out of that shooting. I don't listen a hell of a lot to a lot of external voices anymore. I unsubscribe from a lot of different things because I found that the best voice to guide me in where I need to go and also want to go and have alignment for is actually myself and my higher voice. And so I've shut out a lot of external kind of noise, I call it, in preference for figuring out where I wanted to go. And because of that time frame where I've sat with myself and the uncomfortable messiness of it all, out of that I've been able to compost and then composite together all of these threads that I thought were disparate in my life and pull them all together to create this kind of offering of an archetypal website designer, because it fuses and merges all of my passions together. And I think that's a really important thing for me, and maybe even for humanity right now, is actually to bring all of myself to the table. Because I don't want to not be all of me, and I don't want to leave parts of me out, even the kind of ugly, scary parts that might not necessarily get the light of day. Yeah, in regards to niching and stuff like that, like I know it, but I feel within my kind of bones that this is just where I want to go in, because it's such a right relationship with the offering and with the way that I do it and the sequence and the process that people gravitate naturally towards me. I just start talking about it and people are really curious, and it's all just about creating relationships with people. So I totally get where you're coming from, but I also learned the hard way that I couldn't do it anyone else's way and I had to forge my own path, and that's how it came about really. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm wondering, for anybody who might be aspiring to create websites or doing something similar to you, even with spirituality, what training would they have to undergo?
I think one of the things that would be really beneficial is to obviously acquire the technical skills. So understand the language of websites and understand the language of technology. Figure out where you want to work, i.e. is it Squarespace or is it Wix or is it WordPress, and just get in and start experimenting like with your own sites and stuff like that. So gathering technical skills is really important, because that's what I've done. Like, I've developed the technical skills that I have, and then I've merged them with my passion. And so the kind of second component, which would be, I imagine, somebody's passion or somebody's desire. If you're a visual artist and you're pushing back against what's going on in the world with AI, then maybe what it is that you are able to develop like brand identity or something like that. And that's the way that you can infuse that into the technical skills, that you have as a website designer. Or you could have a particular spiritual inclination towards nature, towards gemstones, towards fairies and stuff like that. And that's the way that you can infuse them into what you're doing. It's challenging because a lot of it requires sitting with yourself and actually asking questions of yourself. What do I really want to do? What do I actually have passion for? How can I bring these things together? You can probably do a lot of things, but the most simplest one would be actually to go out in nature, maybe sit by a river or a stream or water and just observe. I think one of the greatest skills that we can have as humans is actually just to observe the world that we are in and intimately connected and a part of. Look at the sky at night, look at the stars. It's regaining your sense of beauty in the external environment that we are intrinsically linked with. And then from there, you'll most likely get inspiration, you'll most likely get profound thoughts, a vision, some kind of guidance. And then we all want the blueprint, we all want the path, but the reality is the path unfolds underneath us as we're walking it. And so there's a certain element also of letting go of control about how this may or may look. I have no idea back when I was doing my shamanic apprenticeship that this is what I'd be using it for, but it just seems so right. So yeah, a lot of it is actually gaining the technical skill, but also the ability to sit with yourself and really listen to what's going on within yourself. That's really important. Yeah.
Yes. And you mentioned that you've had your business for 5 years, and I'm wondering what inclined you to persevere through those 5 years, because I know a lot of people pick up a passion project and 6 months later you never hear about it again. So yes. I'm wondering how you stuck to it and how other people can stick to their passions.
Sure. I think looking back now and in retrospective, I would say that one of the overriding things are just wanting to make the world a better place, like leaving it in a better shape than what it came to me as. So that's probably one of the things that I've noticed. As for like sustainability and longevity of a business, one of the things that I realized really early on is that it's a complete evolution. Like, it is constantly shifting and changing, because I, as a person, am growing and evolving and shifting and changing my perspective, the way that I talk, the way that I interact with people. And so having somewhere to start is really essential, but also allowing it to evolve and grow over time and kind of follow the joy, so to speak. That really helped me, because it also, I guess, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, there's a lot of times when we feel like there's not enough, like we're not enough, we don't have enough teaching or skill or XYZ in order to do something. It's just a matter of trial and error. I'm quite lucky from my personality perspective, being quite analytical and quite logical, is that a lot of the times I don't take it personally. And so when I try and offer, when I put it out there in the world and there's nothing that comes back, I just see it as data and information that's coming back to me. There's a way that I can change it to make it different, and then I'll re-release it. So it takes a lot of the sting out of being an entrepreneur, which actually can be quite heartbreaking. A lot of the not enoughness comes up in that thing. But knowing that you've got to start somewhere along the way, there'll be ups and there'll be downs. Follow your passion, follow your joy. Know that it will evolve and grow with you because you're growing and evolving at the same time. And then eventually what will happen is, the best way that I can describe it is cogs in a clock. It just clicks together and you just feel it, you sense it, you know it, and then all of a sudden it just amplifies like beyond your wildest dream. But you also have to have grit, because not a lot of people believe in the vision that you have, and that's actually 100% fine, because no one can see what you can see, no one can feel what you can feel, and no one knows what you know. And it's not their place to hold the vision that you hold, because that's actually what you're meant to do. You're meant to hold the vision, you're meant to move the vision forward, and you're meant to be the one that kind of sustains and grows and nourishes that germination, the seed within yourself. It's hard yards, and not a lot of people understand the, I guess, the loneliness sometimes of being an entrepreneur. So another thing I would suggest to do is actually to find a community of people, or even just one other person that you can talk to about the good, the bad, the ugly, the kind of everything that's going on, because you're going to need somebody to talk to just to bounce ideas off and stuff like that. So that's how I've been able to do it. I wouldn't have been able to get where I am at the moment without talking to other people about what I'm doing, because that's, for me, conversation is a catalyst. So when I talk to people, that's actually when all of the ideas start to reweave themselves and start to make coherent form. And it's not until I'm in conversation with somebody that all of that kind of isolated information that's just been sitting, waiting, comes into clarity. Another person that you can trust, that you can be vulnerable with and honest and transparent with, is really essential on this kind of road.
Yes. And I'm wondering how much time you put into your company and how it's evolved from when you started the company and to now, because I know a lot of people on pop culture, especially entrepreneurs, say you have to work morning, noon, and night. And I'm just wondering how many hours you put on into it and what your daily schedule looks like.
Sure. Now, at the beginning, I would say that I was very much caught up in the hustle kind of vibe, and so literally every waking moment of my life besides looking after my son was consumed with my business. It was really unhealthy for me anyhow, and what occurred is that essentially I started to pick up a job, like a part-time job and stuff like that, and that showed me how, let's be honest, 100% honest, like I was basically doing busy work a lot in my business. And busy work is stuff that doesn't actually get me anywhere. It may look pretty and it may look nice during Canva for a couple of hours a day, but the output is that actually in relationship to the hours I spent on it. So when I did a short contract working for somebody for 3 months, I crafted my day, which was essentially 9:30 to 2:30. Every day, Mondays and Thursdays, I have off, and that's for astrological reasons. Monday is the moon's day, and so essentially that's the time for me to rest and nurture myself. And Thursday, it's actually a practical thing. I have stuff that I need to do with my son. And what after that kind of experience, I've realized that what I need to do is actually have tools around me that help me to stick within a schedule so that I don't have this kind of like leakage, so to speak. So my working week now, which used to be, I used to breathe my business, I now only work from 9:30 to 2:30, 4 days a week. And during that time frame, I've actually scheduled out time where I do client work, where I do client face-to-face, where I do business back-end. I do emails at the start and beginning of my day. And then I also have time frame that I've scheduled in where I do my account, like once a month, I do my accounts and expenses and stuff like that. And so that helps me to keep on track with where I need to go and what I need to do. And I've found that the best way to get the best out of my time is actually to create a compression with my time. So I have something called a Pomodoro app, which essentially charts 25 minutes every time and I get a 5 minute break. And I do all of my tasks and try and concentrate them into 25 minute block. That's how I do my business now. And it works really well because it allows me space to be a mystic, to sit in the kind of mystic's cave and figure out, hey, what kind of inspiration is coming today? At the same time, allow me to do the practical stuff that, you know, a business needs to do to be a sustainable and thriving business. So that's how I do it now. I do 4 hours a day 4 days a week, and the rest of the time is essentially being an inspiration or doing my artwork or working with the tarot or working with astrology. That's how I do it.
Yes, no, thank you so much. This has been a pleasure speaking to you, and I want my listeners to find your website, to see what you're doing. Can you please shout out to your social media channels and your website?
Yeah, sure. So my website, I'm actually using it as a case study at the moment for my redesign. So it's alison.com is where you can find me on the kind of internet. I am Alison Hyde across Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn as well. And the other things. And I'm having, oh my gosh, yeah. I'm weaving this really interesting kind of art journaling / creativity program that's going to be starting next year that weaves in the descent of Inanna with the Venus synodic cycle. So I'm pretty interested in launching that pretty soon as well. So yeah, that's where you can find me and what I'm up to recently.
Thank you so much. And please do go check out Alison's website and connect with her. And thank you so much for tuning in today. If you like this podcast and you want more episodes like this, then please leave a review or share with a friend or family member. Thank you.